Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me. All right. It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Femininia. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH. Or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right. Like to talk a little football. How about we play a little match game? It was fun yesterday, David. Let's do it again today.
So yesterday we did the coaching edition of the match game. I want to do the quarterback edition today. So I don't want to say, don't say they're going to be in a trash can. I want an actual answer on where these quarterbacks
should
go.
So no smart ass.
No.
Okay.
There's projections here. You can let me know if you agree with them. Let's start with Sam Darnold, the ginger.
Trash can.
The projection here is the Vikings on a three-year, $114 million deal.
Okay. If that happens, Lions fans should throw a secondary parade post-Super Bowl. Three at 114 for that stiff?
Yes.
And then what do they do? Trade JJ?
Doesn't say that. It just says
you'd have to. You took him 10.
You would think so, yeah.
For me, Darnold, I'll give you a sleeper.
Okay.
Something interesting. What about Tennessee? It would allow them to allocate the draft pick a different way or trade down to a quarterback-hungry team. You put Darnold in. The offensive line is there. They have the running game. You can
draft
then
a top wide receiver.
You can build everything out a little better.
I like that. I would say Minnesota, not on that deal. I think Minnesota on a franchise tag or another 1 year deal where, look, don't come in here. You made $10 million this year. How about we give you a 1 year, like $15 to $20 million deal? And that's it.
Next two quarterbacks, I'm going to group them together because they're both the Steelers quarterbacks. One's re-signing. One is moving on. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Russell Wilson, it says, re-signs 2 years, $50 million.
Agreed.
Justin Fields signs a one-year deal, $11 million deal with the Raiders.
I could see Fields as a Giant. Not that I want it. I could see it. I think that's the way it should play out. Russell Wilson had a very nice rebirth, David. I think you have to get Pickens out of there.
Okay, but here's the thing. I look at his ending was the same way as Darnold, where, dude, what are you doing? How are you?
Yeah, the difference is he doesn't have Addison.
And his hair's not red.
And Jefferson and Hawkinson. And look, when your number one receiver spaces out, openly quits, then goes in a press conference and is like, I have no faith in this offense. I hate Russ, but I got to run to his defense here. Darnold was different. That whole thing was built out for him.
Yeah.
And he has red hair.
I do see that, David. I like the Raiders. Also for Fields, I don't know what the contract situation is out in Seattle, but maybe out to go to the Seahawks.
Well, let's segue to that because Geno Smith is the next quarterback on this list.
Garbage can.
The projection is that he remains with the Seahawks, but there's a note here dealing him would instantly save them $25 million.
See, I think that Seattle is tired of him, and I think that they're ready to move on, and that's where, Mike, maybe your Titans play in. If you can somehow work something out, ship him out, bring in Fields there. I can see that scenario.
I'll tell you who can go to Seattle, and I think it actually would work. JJ. If the Vikings keep Darnold, they trade JJ to Seattle. That could work.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
I just feel like that there's it's not tenable if they keep Darnold and JJ stays there. Hell, yeah. If they keep Darnold, maybe JJ's a Giant. I don't know.
Now, let's get to the possible cut candidates. Quarterbacks that will get cut and where they land next.
Geno Smith.
Let's start with Kirk Cousins.
Cleveland. I've been saying
projection
that all
is
fall.
Cleveland. 1 year, $2 million.
And Deshaun Watson just died. Oh, by the way, storyline. Did you read that? How there are pictures of him not wearing his walking boot?
Yes. He was out there doing whatever he wanted.
And you are under a medical mandate. And if you didn't follow the team advice, Cleveland might be able to get their money.
See, I wonder if both parties are just actively trying to just divorce himself from this deal. Oh, I didn't have on my boot. Okay, I'm just ready to go.
To give up $200 million guaranteed? He ain't trying to do nothing. That guy turned into a Lego piece.
I know, but I think he's tired of being the butt of jokes, where basically, yes, you're getting that much money.
The butt of jokes.
But you're stealing money.
Hey, David, can I make you a joke for $200 million?
Next on
it's
the
not,
list.
No, no, no. But it's not like he's broke. But no, I think Cleveland... I think Cleveland tries to draft a quarterback. I think they try to go that way instead.
Probably they can still do that. Yeah. It could be, again, Kirk Cousins with a rookie behind him.
And see, if I'm Cousins, I probably don't go there. I see with the Giants.
Next on the list.
Oh, God, no.
Aaron Rodgers. Projection signs with the Titans on a 1 year, $25 million deal. The Titans.
I'll stay out of it. You know my thoughts on him. I'll leave this to Rico.
I mean, at that point, just go ahead and cue Boys to Man. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Aaron, retire. Just no. Because now you're Jerry Rice as a Seahawk.
Correct.
You're Emmitt Smith as a Cardinal.
Correct.
Just what are
the
go
do the cornrows start in the back of your head?
I'm just saying.
Jerry with the Seahawks, that hairline was worse than Stephen A. Smith.
Right, but certain players, it's like, okay, enough already. Leave. I don't want to see you with everybody.
So before I get to the draft picks, the prospects that will be in the draft, there's some wild cards in this. I want to know what you think about them. Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, that one fascinates me because you've heard the whispers about, well, would he want to make a move, chase a ring? Could the Rams use him to – look, they've done a really good job rebuilding, especially with that young defense. That is one where you – if the player goes and goes, hey, it's time, I wouldn't dismiss that, David.
See, I think a lot – if they win it all
– that's different.
Then I think he walks away. But if not, yeah, I mean, where would he go?
That's not what I was asked. David said, do you believe he's a wild card to move?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay, hypothetically speaking, Mike, would you take him if they – as a Giant?
No. We're nowhere near ready to win. Okay. And he's 37. That would be like him ending his career the way he started it on an 0-16. No, absolutely not.
The next wild card would be same division, Kyler Murray.
No, I'm fully dismissing that. Really good job by him. He's matured. He's grown up. They had a good year. I don't think they failed because of him. No. I think they got to fix that defense.
No, that and the fact that I think it took him and Harrison too long to realize they were teammates and it's okay to throw them the ball. Seriously, David, it was almost like he didn't know who he was. And it was like Harrison wasn't – he's the anti-diva wide receiver, so he was just keeping his mouth shut. And it's like, oh, I can throw you the ball. You're that rookie. Yes, that's me. So, yeah, I think next year they'll be better. Because remember, they were good, and they were leading the division until probably, like, what, week 13 or so.
And then final wild card before we get to the prospects, same division. This division has all their quarterbacks in it, Brock Purdy.
I think they're going to end up signing him. It depends on the number. But I think whatever number comes out, they're going to end up paying. And just they may have to release a lot of other people to make that number happen. And they're hoping that he doesn't join that 55-plus club. But, yeah, they're going to re-sign him.
So let's get to the prospects here in this. And let's start with Cam Ward. The projection for him is drafted in the first round by the Jets.
Yeah, look, here's where we start the process, right? What is this, January 15th?
Yes.
I'm not convinced these quarterbacks are going 1-2. And I'm also not convinced that Jalen Milroe, despite the ghastly performance against Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Michigan, isn't going to rise up these boards once people get a look at him at the combine.
It's funny because I'm looking at a mock draft right now, and Milroe selected number 2.
Just feels that way. I don't know. But, David, I won't dismiss anything with these because, again, we all, I'm guilty of it. Oh, my team needs a quarterback. We got to be up there to get a pick. What if they don't have a grade on these guys where it's like, wait a minute, we're going to take our number 30 overall prospect at number 2? There is a sentiment that none of these guys are any good.
It reminds me of the Kenny Pickett draft when Kenny Pickett was the first quarterback and the only quarterback selected, but at 20.
Everybody just said, good. No, looking at what Shedeur Sanders does, if Shedeur goes to a team with an offensive line, I think he can be dangerous. I think he could be that guy that we talk about the same way we talk about Jaden Daniels. Like, man, look, he just kind of hit the ground running. But if he doesn't have an O-line, forget about it.
Yeah, Shador's projected on here to go to the Giants. That's what they say on this one.
I'm not mad about
the quarterback movement. And then the final two, let's go Jalen Milroe. Drafted first round by the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think Milroe's going to be Anthony Richardson comp, as in draft high riser. Again, if you turn on the tape, the Saturday night in Death Valley, what he did to LSU, or you turn on some of the deep balls, he comes from a really good family. He's an impressive young kid. They change systems. You know, NFL teams are looking for a reason to take a guy. Hey, we can fix him.
Yeah. Well, see, I also like the fact that Anthony Richardson thing, because I remember – pre-draft, he was like around 20th, and then he kept rising because we were laughing. And, oh, Anthony Richardson, until he, what, 4? It was like, wow, he really rose up the ranks. Yeah. So I can see Milroe have a good combine. Yeah, I can see that.
Final one on the list who declared today is Quinn Ewers, projected 3rd round by the Saints.
I think that kid's gotten some terrible advice. And take his NIL offer, the alleged $6 million, cut it in half. Say it's $3 million. You are still going to make 3 times whoever's drafted in the 2nd round salary is going to be. I don't know what Quinn Ewers is doing, Rico. I don't. And you can't say, well, I'm tired of school. Now they're professionals.
Right.
Quinn, I don't care if you take welding, underwater basket weaving, $3, $4 million. You got to stay in school. What did you see from Ewers where you'd go, hey, I want to take that kid in the top 2 rounds?
Nothing. But I think if you're Quinn Ewers, if I'm your agent, go someplace, be a backup behind somebody, learn, so there'll be no expectations, and then you can kind of take over in a few years. So that's what you're hoping for. Kind of what we see here with Hendon Hooker and the Lions. Drafted him, stash him, see what happens in a few years.
And that is your Match Game Quarterback Edition 97.1.